Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to grow your business by doing free work.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This might sound weird coming from me, because I usually... scream at people they should charge more.
Yeah.
We had these stickers. There's a friend of ours that has like these stickers everywhere at this conference that we're at.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it saying?
It says charge more.
It just says charge more. And then we were saying.
It's cute.
And then we were saying he should have an alternative version of this that just says, fuck you, pay me.
Yep.
So I'm all in the get paid camp.
Yep. I know you are.
We have this episode on freemium where we argue about freemium or not freemium. Right. So. Why do we want to do an episode, Heaton, on how to grow your business with free work and what kind of businesses can benefit from that?
All right. So the episode is specifically about growing a services business, a productized consulting business, freelance business, anywhere where you're providing services for essentially hours of your work, hours of your time,
right?
Not necessarily a software business,
right?
So this is not for all the SaaS folks out there. But I think they're still valuable for everybody because there's a lot of blurred lines, all right? In SaaS, you end up doing a lot of work as well. So let's talk about that. So this is basically a tactic that I actually learned with my co-founder back in the day when we had a consulting company. Within the first couple years of it, we just started giving away free work. So we did work for TechCrunch, and they put our logo on their site. We did work for Mashable, and they put our logo on their site. And there's a number of other companies. But it was very specific to picking somebody, a brand, who has an audience that can make my badge visible as a services org. I know I'm getting very structural, but that structure is what works.
Yeah.
So fast forward, when Stelly and I were starting the podcast, we both decided that we were going to use that strategy. So Stelly brought on the folks that are helping with the podcast. Stelly can talk about that.
Yeah.
I brought on the folks called WeBuild. I believe their site's WeBuild.io. And their logo's on our site. And we basically told them, we'll put the logo on. It'll be on our site. It's a blog, right? We're not going to mention you on the podcast because that's not our thing. You're not sponsoring the podcast. We don't want any sponsors as of right now. And we brought them on and they did work. They made our site for us, the WeBuild folks, and make sure that, when we need a landing page or need something done, they're on it. I got to say, they've definitely done a great job for us. But the thing is that I know, even if I haven't talked to Evan about this too much, but it might have vaguely in passing. He's the founder of WeBuild. I know this, which because it happens to me, but I get people that tell me, oh, those WeBuild folks, they made your site. What do you think of them? And my answer is, they're great at doing a whole bunch of work. Here's the kind of work they're great at doing, including the kind of stuff they do for us. And if you need any of that, I'm happy to intro you. But that's because they're on our site on every page and it's a badge and they did free work for us.
Yeah. And the same thing applies to the awesome folks from Podcast Motor. And they basically stepped in and said, you know what? We're going to do free work for you guys. We're going to help you. And we're going to make an investment and a bet that as you guys grow the podcast, we're going to benefit from that. And they never bothered us with hey, can you mention us in the podcast? They never went hey, could you do this or that for us? All they tried to do is do great work for us.
Yep.
And then once in a while, they even chime in and go, hey, it would be, we saw this thing work really well for this other podcast. Maybe that's a cool idea for you guys. So they actually, Evan as well, everybody has taken ownership of the Startup Chat as a project that we're all interested in growing, right?
That's right.
And
communally.
Yeah. And yesterday we saw kind of the founder of Podcast Motor and he came over to us. We shook hands. We chatted. We need to take a selfie today and we'll post it into the Facebook group. But he was telling us that since, he started working with us, when he started working with us, it was very much still a part-time gig. And now it has grown so much. They have over 40 podcasts or something along those lines.
That's right.
That he was able to quit the you know, full-time gig, and now Podcast Motor is his full-time job. And it made our day. Like, it was the nicest thing to hear is like, hey, you know, I've been recommending them a lot. Lots of people have been asking us. Yesterday night at drinks, I recommended it to 3 different people.
Yeah, great.
So we've been constantly sending business their way.
Yeah.
And they've been able to grow the business, probably not just because of us, but also because of us, to the point where now they're like running this as the full-time gig. Yeah. And that's just an awesome.
And they have a brand of their own.
Yeah.
It's basically they drafted on our brand and we were cool with it.
Yeah.
Right. Because they were doing free work for us.
Yeah.
And I think, I believe it was a win-win. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, the key here is to find an opportunity where you can put your brand in front of and in association with someone else's. And that's really where this really works, right? At least where I've seen it work, this specific strategy. So I think we talked about the scenarios where it won't work, which is probably mostly software. From an hourly work standpoint, or even like even Podcast Motor, even if it was a SaaS product, but they were also doing services and giving it for free and getting their badge on our site, that works.
Right.
Because as our blog gets popular, their logo gets seen more. And I've noticed that too. I get asked about both companies more and more over time. So now the question is, if you're a services business and a freelancer, obviously your time's valuable. How do you determine whether you should do this or not? In short, I think it's tough. And the best time to do it is actually early on. Because that's when you probably have more time than money.
Yep.
and you might not know how to market yourself. So if you can align with somebody and know that your logo is going to get seen, you're fine.
Right.
Right. Because then you won't have expectations to try to bug them about doing this or that. Because yes, we could mention these folks every time in the podcast. I think Stelly and I would get bored of that, but that's a different story. But like, it's not something we wanted to do. But that shouldn't be what you're driving for. You should be driving for something where the association helps you tremendously. And in some cases, it might not even be about the badge. It might be that the free work, you know that person will send you more work. That's a little trickier. Right? Because at least there's nothing tangible you can point to and say, I did it and I got this. But I've seen that work too. But those relationships are definitely more cultivated. And those are more common when you with a customer. Like a customer will refer you to more people, not necessarily someone you did free work for.
Yeah.
But if you can design it in a way where it's like, I'm going to do this work. I know you might not want our logo on your site, or even if it's not something like a site, something else that you know they have. I'd love it if in the next 6 months, you can bring me 5 customers because I did this, and I won't bug you about how to do it, but I'd love for you to do that. Even if you got me a couple, that'd be great, right? So there's some loose sort of commitment there, but it obviously also depends on how much work, how repetitive and how constant the work is and things like that, because you have to balance that with actually doing paid work.
Yeah, I think that there's two different scenarios, and we can touch on both of them a little bit. So I think that with WeBuild, those guys had a prior relationship with you.
Yeah.
Right. They'd work with you in different scenarios for different projects.
They made my website as well. Yeah. I paid them for it, but they made my blog in the first place. Yeah.
So there you have a case where you have a relationship with somebody, and at certain times you step in, and the podcast, everybody I think knew that the podcast is not a business for us.
That's right.
When we started, it was very much an experiment.
Yeah.
And I think that the WeBuild guys saw the two of us doing a podcast. They know both of us had a little bit of an audience, and they thought, this could be a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that crazy amount of work. Yeah. We have the time and resource. Yeah. We have a prior relationship.
Yeah.
And let's reinvest in that, right? Yeah, let's double down on that.
I also would say I tried to make it as easy as possible for them.
Yeah.
So like they had already coded my blog. So I was like, you can use whatever you want there. I don't care, right? Like duplicate it. Make it look similar. It doesn't matter. We weren't being too picky either. We weren't demanding is the right thing.
Yeah.
But they did a great job regardless.
Yeah,
and I had a good feeling they would. And even when Stelly first saw it, I think he agreed.
Yeah. So you want from the other side, when somebody invests in you in that way, you want to make sure that you know you are not taking advantage of it, that you're balancing that you're making sure the balance sheet is somewhat, you know, in a healthy space. And one way of doing that is not being unreasonable in your demands, right?
That's right.
This is a great case where the people did good work, so there was not lots to nitpick around.
That's right.
It was just like, this looks much better than I thought it should.
Exactly.
Awesome, let's go.
Yeah.
But even if it was, at the beginning of the relationship at least, you'd want to be a bit more, you know, you want to cut people more slack and go, all right, there are maybe 4 or 5 little details I'd like to have different, but I'll let it go because in version 1, this is good enough. And let's see if this relationship continues to be good for both sides. Maybe in a month or 2 from now, I can ask you know, for another little bit of time to improve something. You can't be acting as if you've paid them millions of dollars.
And no, because you haven't paid them anything.
You haven't paid them anything. And this is another thing we should do an episode about at some point. Is like people acting as if you owe them something.
That's right.
Right? And this is the same thing goes to people like you and I that we don't do free work, but we give out a lot of free advice.
That's correct.
We give out free time.
Right.
And sometimes people are acting as if you owe them something.
That's right.
If you put them in the place and go, hey, say, you know, relax, slow down. And that affects the way that you're going to act moving forward. I had this morning where somebody tried to schedule a call with me for a free 10-minute consultation or office hour. And I had to reschedule with the kid for a few times, twice, and then one time he didn't show up, whatever happened. Yeah. And he sent me an email that was slightly like, hey, dude, I'm not happy that this hasn't happened yet and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was very tempted to tell him, dude, fuck off. Like, seriously, I love you, but go fuck yourself, right? I'm trying to help you. I'm kind of busy over here. And I'm doing this for no reason other than helping you. So just like, and there's so many examples where I follow up with people for like 6 months and they had to reschedule 12 times. I didn't have any ill will. They didn't owe me nothing, right?
Especially if they're doing you a favor.
Yeah, they're doing me a fucking favor. Yeah. Like, calm down. So anyways, so I went on the call. I helped him. But I'm not going to get another call. And it makes a difference on how I feel. Like,
well, of course.
I'm never going to make this investment again, right?
That's
I committed myself to it, so that's why I did it.
You're
but I'm not
going
to do it.
Yeah.
But that's it, right? So you want to be careful with these relationships, not take too much of an advantage of it. So that is WeBuilt. Podcast Motor was different in an interesting way because when we started the podcast, we literally just released the episodes in an email. Like,
that's right.
Because we didn't know how to do the iTunes thing yet.
We didn't know the podcasting.
We didn't know about podcasting. And we're like, well, we're going to MVP the hell out of this.
Yeah.
So let's just start with, you know, we'll have a kind of a what was it? Some form document, Google Doc or whatever it was, type form. And then if you're on our list, we'll send you a link to the, you know, a Dropbox folder that has the episode in
that's
it or
what
something.
We did.
Super, super, like, you know,
minimal.
Rough and minimal. And the Podcast Motor guys, we're on that list that we're on, you know, following you and me on Twitter.
Yeah.
They saw
that. They were on the early access list.
They were on the all early access list. They reached out and said, I think we can help with this.
Yeah.
And there, this is a typical case of somebody going, hey, I want to build my podcasting, editing, and production services business.
Yeah.
I know these guys that have somewhat of a brand or have a big audience and they're trying to get into podcasting.
Yeah.
Clearly, I can help here.
Yeah.
Like, I can offer something to them and I'm betting or I'm hoping they can offer something to me in return, which is short term, maybe I get exposure because they're going to grow their podcast. But also long term, this is really a relationship thing.
Yeah.
Like, as long as these guys work with us, we're going to keep recommending them.
Yeah.
If these guys want to raise money tomorrow and they send us an email, we'll take the time to talk
that's
to
right.
them. If they do, like, whatever they'll need in the future. They have built up a bank account of goodwill with us, and they're going to be able to tap into that,
right?
Whenever they need it.
Yeah.
And we're going to do more for them than we do for the average Joe Schmo that we also love, but that has never invested in us. So
that's
we
right.
can only do minimal investments back into them.
Right.
So here's a case of somebody, and this is probably going back to like, who should you do this with?
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, there's two good cases. One is people you have a relationship with.
Yeah.
And you believe in, right? So it might not even, it might be that, let's say in Podcast Motor's case, they have this friendship for the past 5 years. They know these people and they now, these guys say, we're going to start a podcast. They're not famous yet. They don't have a big crowd or big brand, but you know them. They're your friends and you go, I'm going to invest in this, in this person because I believe in them long term. That's a good reason to do it.
Yeah.
And the other one is where you go, I don't know this person, but I do want to have a long-term relationship with
that's
them.
That's right.
And here's a good way to do it.
That's
but
right.
I think in any case—
You're making friends.
You're
I think
making
that's
friends.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
And like, I have to agree. Every time it's been successful, it's friends. Like, hey, we're friends.
Yes.
Right? We treat each other like friends.
Friends. You want to think about this as a very long-term relationship.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, we're going to sponsor this thing for free. And then in 1 month, they need to get us 20 customers. And then if that doesn't happen, fuck them. Or if it does happen, let's get another 20 customers. Like, it's not that type of relationship. When you start when you give or when you invest with free work into somebody, it is a long-term investment.
Yeah.
Right? And you need to treat it that way because then you're going to get these long-term returns.
Don't have unreasonable expectations.
Yeah.
That's the biggest.
That's the bottom line. All right. What else? I mean, so let's flip the script a little bit in terms of you want to offer free work, but this, you know, you guys were one of the first to write a lot about, and Neil was somebody to kind of expose publicly. This is a tactic we used, and we're like on all these blogs and all these working with all these brands. So I think that a bunch of people are trying this or have tried this. I know for sure in our business, a lot of people offer us at CloseIO free work, and we don't necessarily, we usually say no.
Yeah.
So how do you succeed with making people take you up on your offer? Like, what, how can you stand out, and how can you make sure that people will see value and take you up on the offer? Because free work, especially the bigger the brand, the more free work is not really the main concern they have.
Yeah, I mean, we've also seen we would determine who to do work with based simply on exposure or friendship. Right. So, and I think it goes back to the framework we had earlier, which is exposure means you're just not their friends yet. Right. And but they can do a lot for you. So I think you have to figure out what value you can provide to them and be very direct and deliberate about it. So with TechCrunch, and I know it's been out there, Neil's put this out there a long time ago when Michael Arrington was still running it before it got sold, Neil worked with them, him specifically, and helped increase their traffic by like some double digit percentage. And that was him knowing he could do that. Mm. Him just knowing that, hey, I could do this. It's not that difficult for me to do. It's just a few things they need to do. And I'm sure it's going to work. So if you have assured ROI with low amount of effort on your part, that's high leverage.
Yeah.
And you should do that as much as possible, right? That's the way we looked at it.
Yep.
So that's why we had our logo on a lot of blogs, because with a few not even tricks. It was literally on-page tweaks to the site for SEO purposes, their site would get ranked.
Yeah.
Right? Because not very many folks, including the larger blogs and stuff, knew how to do that at the time. Now everyone's kind of doing it, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just an arbitrage almost. It's an arbitrage on knowledge is the way we did it, right? I think in the case of like a podcast motor or a WeBuild, it's more of a arbitrage on they're willing to invest in marketing. And they could say that the time they invest in us is just marketing for them.
Yeah.
Right. And then if you treat it like that, then you might have even figured out how to have a very low customer acquisition cost for your business because you gave it away and you treated it as a marketing cost. Right. So even with the TechCrunch stuff, if it was more work, because Neil did have to go in and do some work, it was just a marketing cost. But because by having the logo, we were able to get a lot more business. Mm. Right. And people knowing we increased their traffic at TechCrunch. So I think you need to map out what's like your strength. Right. And even like, even if you're like an individual freelancer, you could send someone like me an email, be like, hey, I fixed this thing for you. Right. Then you could just do it and give it away if it's simple and easy and you just want to do it. In fact, the ones where I've built a relationship and got friendships are usually somebody coming to me and giving me free shit already before I've even committed to accepting their free shit or free stuff, right? Yeah. So I think there's a couple tips we can give, but I do want to say one thing, which is like, this is not a recommendation of go give away free stuff. I don't want anyone to think that.
Yes.
But there's a strategic way to do it where you make friends and thus you're able to get more word of mouth and build out your brand more. So if you're early on in doing any of this stuff, it is cheap, very cheap for you to give away your time and your efforts. As you scale your business, so if you're larger, it's much harder to give it away unless you're very deliberate about that being a process and a system that your company does. Yeah. And it's an acquisition. So,
and I'll give away a hack that I just stumbled on as we were talking about this.
Cool.
Because as we were talking about this, I had to reflect, why are we usually saying, always saying no for free work at CloseIO?
Yeah.
But why did we say yes at the startup chat?
Yeah.
And I realized one of the reasons why we said yes for receiving free work from these amazing folks at the startup chat was because it kept things simple. We didn't have a common LLC. We didn't have a bank account. We didn't make any money. And we right now, we're not making money. We're not spending money. That keeps things simple. So that was beautiful for us to go, yes, sure, help us out. Sure, help us out, because that will keep things beautifully simple. There's no money that's changing hands.
Yeah.
The moment that for the startup chat, we have to start spending money on things. Yeah. We have to decide how to split, who pays what.
That's right.
Should we have a shared bank account? How do we deal with
that's
things?
Right.
And
that, did I owe you for pizza, by the way?
Yes. Right? So, and there's obviously sometimes where somebody will do something whatever, right?
I know.
But that was a beautiful step into it versus with CloseIO, it's much more uncomfortable for us to get free work. We'd rather pay people in most cases.
Yeah, same with my businesses. Right? Yeah.
So here is the hack. I think that if you want to reach out to somebody that has a big brand or will get you a lot of exposure, maybe an interesting way, instead of going, hey, I can do X for your big business that's already making a ton of money, maybe you look at their personal blog, or you look at their personal podcast, or their Twitter account, or their Snapchats, or anything that's more of a hobby side thing that they probably have not spending tons of money on anyways and have little help with anyways. Yeah. Maybe that's a beautiful entry to build a strong relationship. And then that can translate into work for the big business that they have. Paid work, right? Which is...
You want to get paid. I got it. That's why you gave up the hack? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great hack. I would want to end it on that because my biggest hack and worry on this was just people would take this advice and try it and fail.
Yeah.
Right? Because you have to do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But your hack sort of helps solve the problem too. So.
Awesome. I think that's it from us.
Yeah.
And again, big shout out to the podcast Motor Guys. And
the WeBuild folks.
The WeBuild folks. You guys are awesome. And they're, you know, a lot of people don't realize anything and everything takes a village to happen, right?
Yeah.
So we're the guys that the faces on the logo and the two voices you hear. Yeah. But there's more people involved that make the machine run and are getting us now to almost have been doing the podcast for a year.
Well, I mean, on that note, we have to mention Ramin. So.
Yes. Yeah. Ramin, the one and only Ramin Assemi is also very much a mastermind in the back and doing a lot of work to make the machine